He also has plans for us. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. According to what appears to be the manifesto of the New Zealand killer, he is a white nationalist whose main gripe is that white people are being out-reproduced by non-white people and that it's destroying the earth, etc., etc. But let's get to the role he expects us, as Americans, to play in his grand plan. He is hoping that the outrage over what he did will fire up the U.S. gun debate in a way that irreversibly fractures our politics. Considering how fractured our politics already are, it's oddly reassuring. He would think we'd need help with that. But he's predicting that this will push us over the edge, that leftists will try to repeal the Second Amendment, prompting gun owners on the right to lock and load, starting a civil war that will break us up into small states organized along racial lines, thus ending our role as a superpower. I'm hoping we'll thwart this plan by behaving like civilized people and not doing any of that. In the meantime, a request. We are now entering the copycat period, so it might be wise for gun dealers voluntarily to confine sales of AR-15-type weapons to people you know really, really well. And maybe look into the social media posts of people you've already sold to, because as this reminds us, sometimes they spell out exactly what they plan to do with their purchase. Footnote. Thursday, the president tweeted a quote from his latest interview with Breitbart referring to what he called the vicious tactics of the left, and he said, quote, "I can tell you, I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of the bikers for Trump. I have the tough people, but they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very, very bad." He decided to delete that tweet early this morning.